Mate, well, as soon as they turned the lights out, you couldn't see anything. I couldn't feel anything, but that was just me. It was, guys, it was a great experience, but it was a hard experience. But look, glad I did it. Glad I played the way I did.
We'll get to that in a second, but be honest, were you disappointed or relieved that you got to come home?
No, I wasn't disappointed. I was relieved.
Yes.
It was a great weight of relief. But it was, I didn't want to change, and that was the way it came across, I think, me as a person. I didn't want to make money change me as a person. So I'm glad I did that. And so I'm still poor. I've got nothing left. So
going back to your strategy, did you really have that as your strategy, like to not play the game? Or did you realise last second that you had no strategy, therefore my strategy will be to have no strategy?
No. I did go in with that strategy of not playing the game, but just being honest with people. And like I said to them, and I don't even think they showed it, but I was always going to tell the person if I was going to vote for them at Tribal Council before we went to Tribal Council, you know, and just tell them why, not just sort of spring it upon them where they see their name drawn out and it's like, well, what do I do to you, you know, so.
Clearly honesty's not the best policy,
no.
Baz.
No, it doesn't.
Mate, level with us. What did you find harder? The time in the jungle, not eating, being put through your paces by a rigorous protocol, or working with Nerissa Pace?
Mate, they're very similar. They're very similar. I lost weight when I worked with Pace. It was, I still had the same strategy, and she would go really well at that game because, mate, you know, the behind your back, behind the scenes. No, I'm joking.
Are you still having night terrors from both?
No. Look, it was definitely survival was the hardest thing.
Well, you and Sam actually have something in common.
Oh, really,
Barry? You've both been clowns in Mount Isa. Barry, an actual rodeo clown. Sam, just a clown.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Were you there at the same time? What year were you there?
When was I there? 2003 to 2009. Sorry, 2005 to 2009. Beg your pardon.
Oh, no, I missed you. Yeah. I was there 2001 to 2003.
Oh, well, from one clown to another, it was an easy transformation for us. That was great.
So, Barry, who's going to take out the Survivor this year, do you reckon?
I would like to put my money on Kate. You know, you make some great friends on there. So Kate was certainly in our tribe, and she was great. Craig, he was awesome. Craig was a legend.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Lee and Kylie from the other two tribes, they're pardon the pun, dark horses.
Mate, a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for
quickly,
joining us. Yeah, go.
Just quickly, Sam.
Yeah, brother.
I just need to talk to you. How's your spring cleaning go? How did that go for you? The little,
I see. You've been talking. Great. This is awesome. It's quite an experience, Baz. Imagine you've fallen from the top of a coconut tree.
Yes.
Onto a wave that was going very quickly in the other direction.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds so inviting.
So you've never had a colonic irrigation, Barry?
No. Well, I did go in for one, but they I had to ask the doctor to lube up two fingers. I want a second opinion.
Oh, Barry Lee. Look, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. Congratulations again on being on Survivor.
Thanks.
Never let us down.
Very much, guys. See ya.
See you, Baz.